Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya Okia. Y'all come on in, come on in, come on in, baby. Welcome back to another video. We are in the prayer closet yet again. This is one of my favorite places. I would say my number one favorite place. Because like I say, I tell y'all all the time when I'm in here, I can just flow so easily and I just feel the presence of God, the Spirit of God. And just led me right on in here tonight, baby, at the time of me recording this video. So y'all come on in, come on in. It's actually nighttime right now. I just finished my steps, got my 10K steps in, baby. So I'm feeling good, about to get ready to call it a night and lay it down and shower and stuff. But before I do, I wanted to pop on and record this quick video for y'all, this quick message. So to those of you that have been following me for a while, you know that I have been on my health and wellness journey, fitness journey, and I have lost a little bit of weight. So I actually started in 2021. That was when I first started prioritizing health and wellness, weight loss, fitness in that way. And I actually just fell in love with it. It started off as something very small for me, but it became a passion of mine. And it has become, look at my battery. Bye, devil, with your ugly self. Get off my battery and stuff. Every time I start recording, my phone will be about to go dead. But we good. We got enough juice. So anyway, I was saying, I started in 2021 with my health and wellness journey, and it has just developed into a passion and something that I never would have thought I would be making content and teaching and educating my people, educating my divine ones on this. But that just goes to show y'all how transformation works, and it goes to show you how God can really, you know, by you walking with God, how you can really grow and evolve and self-develop, and you can have newfound passions, and God can bring you into new areas where you would have never thought that you would be talking about that thing or helping people with that. But it just goes to show you how the transformation is real, baby. Because God, I thank God every day for a renewed mind, because Him giving me a renewed mindset is what led to me venturing into all of this. And so I just wanted to make this video because God put it on my heart to start making more content about weight loss, about health and wellness, prioritizing health and wellness and your fitness, because it's very important for us as vessels for God to be able to use us and get the maximum use out of us. We got to be healthy, baby, and we got to drop this weight. We got to drop all this unnecessary weight that's on us and all of this unhealthiness, baby. It's not kingdom. So I hear God saying that this is the season for His people to become the version of themselves that He has called you to become, man and woman. And that's going to look different for each and every one of you. It's not going to look like nobody else, because your walk is unique to you. But God just desires for you to be the healthiest version of yourself so that He can maximize you and He can get the most use out of you for His kingdom. Okay, so in this video, I'm just going to go over real quick five things God put this on my heart to talk about. And I might talk about more than five, but it's going to be at least five. Grab your journal, grab your blue ink pen, because I'm going to share with you, for my men and my women, five things that I stopped doing in order to lose weight. So like I said, I started in 2021. Now, since 2021, which at the time of this video, this is the year 2024. So that means in May of this year, 2024, it'll be officially 3 years since I started my journey. Now, during those 3 years, if I total it all up, at this point in time, I have lost around 45 pounds, okay? When I first started, at my heaviest weight, I was 221 pounds. At this time of me recording this video, I'm 177 pounds. And I wanted to share that to let y'all know that transformation, I've said this before, it is not linear. Transformation is not cookie cutter. It's not step by step. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not A, B, C, D. Many times you're going to go up, you're going to go down. You're going to make some progress and you may end up taking some steps backwards. That's what happened with me with my weight loss journey. From 2021 to now, let me see, I lost over 40 some pounds. Then I had a lot of traumatic events and life changes, major life changes that started happening. Life be lifing, as we say. And then next thing you know, I gained over 30 some pounds of that weight back. And then just this past year in 2024, got back on it again, started prioritizing my health and wellness and my fitness journey, and stopped doing these things, these five things that I'm about to go over with you right now. And then boom, just like that, I lost those 30 pounds again. So many times you're gonna lose that weight and gain it right back and then lose it again before you really get to that point where you can sustain the weight loss. And it's real important too that we recognize that, because I remember when I first lost the weight, I would be like, oh, I ain't never gonna put this weight back on no more. But listen, life be life. And you can literally look up. I just did a video about this. You got to pay attention, because you can literally look up and that weight be right back on you. It can sneak back on you. So you definitely have to pay attention. But I said that to say that if that's you, you've lost some weight and you gained it back, take the lesson from that and what that taught you and journal that, so that you can get back on your weight loss journey and you can be more conscious of the things that led to you falling off before. And so it's very important that you learn your triggers, that you figure out where you lost your consistency, so you can get back on track and you can be more conscious of that in the future. So I just wanted to share that with y'all. If you went up and down, you've been going up and down, that's okay. That just means that you're human and life been lifing. But let this be your sign. Let this be your message to know I need to get back on my journey. Okay. So, like I said, altogether, I've lost over 40 pounds at this time. I took everything that I learned from falling off before and applied it. And it just made me even more better, made me even more wiser. So, number one, let's get right on into it, baby, because I've been went off on a whole tangent and still don't be done. This video will be 10 minutes in and I still don't be done gave y'all the things I stopped doing. So, okay, number one, five things I stopped doing to lose over 40 pounds. Okay, number one, I stopped drinking sodas. Somebody put that in the comments, say stop drinking sodas. Now, would I say that I completely don't drink no more sodas ever again? No. So I will occasionally, sometimes if I'm out to dinner, at a restaurant and like I had a big meal or I had a steak or something like that, I'll wash it. I'll get like a little bit of Sprite to wash it down. And that's because if I don't remember to bring one of my sparkling ice drinks with me. Usually I'll bring my cup and I'll put me some of my sparkling ice drinks in there. I love those drinks because they give me that fizz that I used to love to get from sodas. They give me that little fizz without having to drink the sodas. So, but if I don't remember to bring one of those drinks with me, I may have a little bit of Sprite every blue moon, as we would say. Every blue moon, every now and then, I would have a little bit of Sprite. But other than that, I completely cut out sodas. I used to drink sodas really, really heavy. I used to drink Coca-Colas all day long, Dr. Peppers all day long. And so I stopped doing that. I cut that out. That was actually one of the very first things that I stopped doing in the very beginning. And when I just cut out sodas alone, I saw so much transformation just from cutting out them sodas, because we don't realize how many calories we drinking in them sodas every day. We're drinking a lot of our calories. We drinking a lot of our sugar. So that was number one. I stopped drinking sodas and I replaced that with healthier alternatives like the sparkling ice drinks. And I started drinking more water. So that's number one. Got to cut out them sodas, baby. If you want to lose weight, you want to start getting healthy, you want to start becoming the best version of yourself, you're going to have to cut out some of them sodas, especially if you was drinking them the way I used to drink them. So number two, I stopped ordering DoorDash. I stopped ordering DoorDash every day. Okay. Cause I used to do it every day. I was the DoorDash queen, baby. I'm ordering DoorDash every single day. And the excuse that I would give myself, that I would tell myself is, well, you know, I don't have time. I'm busy. I'm homeschooling the kids. I'm on Zooms every day. I'm teaching classes. I'm having to do videos. But listen, I stopped making excuses and I got my behind in that kitchen and I started cooking more of our meals at home. Now, is that to say I don't never order DoorDash? I may occasionally still order DoorDash, maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. And for some people that may still be excessive, but it's a step up from me doing it every single day, okay? So I stopped ordering DoorDash every day and I cut back on that and I started cooking more of our meals at home. So now I'm in that kitchen every day making some type of meal for me and the kids, whether that's breakfast, whether that's lunch, whether that's dinner. And that also alone has helped not only me to get healthier and lose a significant amount of weight, but it's also helped my kids to get healthier and lose a significant amount of weight. My kids been getting compliments too. TJ been getting compliments. Tata been getting compliments. Like, you losing weight, you look good. And that's because they don't even know. It's because we're eating at home more and we're not at the drive-thru every day. We're not ordering DoorDash every day. We don't realize how much that actually, how much that pushes us in that unhealthy direction. Because when we eat out, when we order in DoorDash, for one, these places, they put all this extra stuff in this food. So you eating a whole bunch of extra stuff. You eating a whole bunch of different oils and sugars, and because they got to put all that extra stuff in it to make it taste even better. That's why it tastes even better than when you cook food at home or you make that burger at home. It ain't gonna taste like how I did if you get it from Sonic or McDonald's or somewhere like that, because they're adding all of this other stuff into the food. And so I stopped ordering DoorDash every single day. Okay, that's for somebody. It's okay to get it every now and then, baby, but you can't. Plus, you spending a whole lot of money. Like, when you look at all that money that you putting into Uber Eats and DoorDash and all these fast food restaurants and stuff, it's going to blow your mind, baby. You better start tracking that and look at how much money you're actually spending on food, on eating out. So you can not only save a whole bunch of money, but you can also lose a whole bunch of weight just by cooking more of your food at home. So stop ordering DoorDash every day. Number three, third thing I did, stop eating foods that are high carbs. High carbs, foods that are high in carbohydrates. I started cutting that out. Now, I definitely would have never thought that I would be at this place in my life where I would be, you know, looking into stuff like this, where I would be tracking my macros and all of that stuff. Macros as in tracking foods with the carbohydrates and the fats and the protein. So what I started doing was I started prioritizing getting protein in every meal. So getting more protein in and cutting back on the carbs, cutting back on the sugars. And what I did was I started cutting my carbs and I started cutting my sugars out. And you're gonna see when you stop eating all of those carbs every day, when you stop eating foods that are high in carbs, like all that bread and stuff and all that pasta and stuff. Not saying that you got to completely cut it out, but when you just start cutting it, start cutting back on some of that bread that you eat, you start cutting back on some of them foods that are high in carbs, you start cutting back on your sugar, eating a whole lot of sugar, you stop eating so much sugar and you cut back on foods like that, that are high in sugar, high in carb, in the first 2 weeks, you're going to see drastic changes in your health. You're going to feel different. You're going to notice changes in your face. Your face is going to start slimming down. You're going to notice that you have a different face. You're going to see a significant amount of water weight that your body is going to release. A lot of that bloating, a lot of that water weight, a lot of that inflammation, a lot of that stuff is going to go away, baby. In just 2 weeks, 2 weeks of you cutting sugars. So if I want you, each and every one of you, if you can, I want you to challenge yourself. Now talk to your doctor, make sure you talk to your healthcare professional. Let me get that disclaimer. I am not a healthcare professional, okay? I'm just talking about my experience and what I have done. So definitely make sure you talk to your doctor, make sure you talk to your healthcare professional. and make sure, you know, let them know what you're going to do and make sure it's appropriate for you and your medication and everything that you have going on with whatever conditions you may be dealing with. So I have to get that disclaimer. But aside from that, if it's healthy for you and it's appropriate for you and it's something that you can do, I want you to challenge yourself to 2 weeks of cutting out sugars, cutting out foods that are high in carbs. And I'm going to talk about another, I don't want to get into the other tip I'm going to give y'all just yet, but when you cut out sugars for 2 weeks, you're going to see drastic changes. You're going to see drastic changes in your health, in your body, how you feel. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be happier. Now, in the beginning, you're going to be cranky. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. In the beginning, you're going to be cranky. In the beginning, you're going to have mood swings. In the beginning, you're going to be irritated. In the beginning, you may have some slight headaches and stuff. That's why I said before you do that, you might want to talk to your doctor. Because in the beginning, you may feel the first day, 2 days, 3 days, you're going to feel a little moody. And that's because the body is going to be mad. The body is going to be upset because you're not giving it what you normally give it. You're not feeding into those cravings, those sugar cravings. But what I have seen is when you deny the body, and this is biblical, when you mortify your flesh, when you beat your flesh, when you tell your body no, as much as it want that chocolate cake, as much as it want that ice cream, as much as it want that cheesecake and them cupcakes and stuff, as much as it want them little Debbie pies, late at night, them M&Ms, like it used to be for me, under the pillow. As much as the body want that, when you tell it no, the more you deny the flesh, the stronger your spirit is going to get. The more you deny your flesh, the stronger your spirit is going to get. And what you're going to find is that the more you deny the flesh, you're going to grow stronger spiritually, like I just said, and you're going to be able to, you're going to see a decrease in those cravings. The way that you can overcome those cravings, the way that you can overcome those cravings is by starving them. You have to starve them. The more you feed those cravings, the stronger they're going to get. Whatever you feed, it grows stronger, and it can eventually overpower you and take you out. So you have to take control over this body. You have to take control over these cravings. This is actually bigger than just the body and weight loss and losing weight. This is bigger than this. This is actually a war. This is actually a battle between your spirit and your flesh. And so the spirit, the Bible talks about this, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your body is not going to want to do this, but there's a part in you. There's a part inside of you that God placed inside of you, your spirit. You are capable of doing this, baby. I'm telling you what I know. Okay. But you got to deny the flesh. And so that's what I did. I stopped eating all that sugar. I stopped eating foods that were high in carbs, and I started eating lower carb foods. Okay. And I'm going to do more videos where I go more in depth with that point right there, because some of y'all may be like, Toya, I don't really know what that means. It's okay. I'm going to go more in depth with it. I'm going to do videos where I actually show y'all what I eat in a day, where I actually take you throughout the day with me. God put that in my spirit. Well, I'm going to take y'all throughout the day with me, let you see what it looks like realistically for me when I'm fasting. So what type of drinks do I drink when I'm fasting to keep me going throughout the day? What type of prayers do I pray? What type of books do I read? What type of songs do I listen to? I'm going to show y'all every single thing that I do on my fast days and on my days where I'm eating low carb. And I've actually started going more into the keto diet. Now, I haven't transitioned 100% into keto, but I would say probably 75 to 80% I've pretty much transitioned over to keto. And I'm going to do more videos about that too, where I break that down and explain to y'all about that a little bit more. But that was number three. I stopped eating foods that were high in carbs. I cut sugars out. And I want you to challenge yourself to do the same thing. Cut out sugars for 2 weeks, and you're going to see drastic changes in your body. Okay. So number four, these are things that I stopped doing to lose weight. Okay. And like I said, I've lost over 40 pounds. These are things that I stopped doing. Number four, I stopped eating around the clock. I stopped eating around the clock. I would eat around the clock. I would never stop eating. I would never stop eating. Like, it didn't matter what time it was. It didn't matter if I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, if I'm staying up late at night watching TV, whatever I'm doing. If I want me something to eat, whether I was hungry or not, if I had a craving, I would satisfy that craving. I would sit up and eat a whole bucket of ice cream, a whole box of ice cream at 2 o'clock in the morning watching TV, watching a movie, watching Netflix. Y'all know I tell you all the time, I would sleep with the M&Ms, okay? I would sleep with the M&Ms under my pillow. And next thing you know, I'm waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm eating M&Ms under my pillow. So then getting up in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning again, if I want a big breakfast, I'm eating a big breakfast with pancakes and just all them carbs, just feeding myself with sugars and feeding myself with carbs all throughout the day. And then through educating myself, I found out and I saw that when we eat foods that are super high in carbs like that, what it breaks down as in the body, it breaks down as sugar. It breaks down as sugar. And then what I want y'all to start doing is I want you to start doing more research on hormones in your body and start doing more research on macros and carbohydrates. You might not know what it's talking about at first because it took me 3 years. Like I said, I started in 2021 with this and now I'm in 2024 now, 3 years later. And I'm just now starting, after hearing this stuff for 3 years, I'm just now starting to understand it more and get to a place where I can actually teach it and I can talk about it. So when it comes to physical transformation and weight loss, it's a journey, baby. It's a journey. Like I said, you're going to go up and down. But the key is to get the lessons. When you fall, when you gain the weight back, when you end up going back to a place that you were delivered from, it's important that you get up. Don't stay there. It's important that you get up and that you journal and self-reflect and learn the lessons. So you went back, but what did that teach you? What did that show you? There's a lesson in that. So the people that are successful and the people that get to their goal weight and they maintain it for the rest of their life, I found that those are the people that they fell back into their old ways at some point in time, but they didn't stay there. They learned the lessons. They learned what happened, where did it all go wrong, and they became more prepared for that the next time. And what that did was in them falling, it gave them wisdom. A lot of this wisdom that a lot of people have that they tell you about and they teach you about, that wisdom came from them making mistakes. That wisdom came from them going back to places that they had already been delivered from, but they didn't stay there. They got up, they learned the lessons, and they kept moving forward. And they now teach those lessons to people every day. That's all I'm doing right here on this video. So I needed to go back. I needed to fall. I needed to gain the weight back. I needed to start back over again because it taught me some things and it gave me more wisdom. Y'all get what I'm saying? So don't feel bad about that if that's you. So that was number four. I stopped eating around the clock. And what I started doing was I started intermittent fasting. So I started picking a time frame, which I did this. I started this in 2021, but I fell off from this. So I got back on it this year, 2024. And this just goes to show you how fast this really works and how powerful this really is. Because within a 2 month time frame of intermittent fasting, I lost 25 pounds inside of those 2 months. So that just goes to show you like how powerful it is when you become intentional about prioritizing fasting every single day. And with intermittent fasting, that's just where you're picking a time frame that you're going to eat all of your food. You're going to eat all your food inside of one time frame, whether that be 8 hours or that's the popular method is 8 hours. And then you go 16 hours with fasting every day. And then you eat all of your foods inside of that 8 hour time frame. So that's the popular one, 16, 8. A lot of people do OMAD. I incorporate some OMAD too. So with OMAD, that just stands for one meal a day. And so that's when you cut all of your calories, you cut all of your food down to one meal. And you eat one meal every day. And then outside of that one meal, for the rest of those hours, you're fasting throughout the rest of that day. And fasting as in you're only drinking water, black coffee, or just like an unsweetened tea or green tea. You're not adding any type of sweets or sugars or anything like that. You just basically water fasting. So that's something that I stopped doing. I stopped eating around the clock and I started being more intentional about fasting, about pushing that plate off. Just by you doing that alone, you're also gonna see significant weight loss. You're gonna see another thing too with fasting, and this is biblical. You know, fasting is mentioned multiple times throughout the Bible. As a matter of fact, I say it like this, that Jesus didn't even give us an option on whether or not we wanted to fast. He said, when you fast and when you fast. And I'll put this scripture either on the screen or I put it below in the description. He said, when you fast. So there is no option. When you in the kingdom, there's no option on whether or not you want to fast. Fasting is a requirement for us as believers. And so the number one benefit of fasting is the spiritual. It's the spiritual, because when you look at the science of fasting, okay, if you just go and research it and you just look at the science of fasting, you're going to see all kind of benefits that happen in the body. Different things called autophagy. Autophagy is like a spring cleaning of your body. Think of spring cleaning, like you spring cleaning the house. You're cleaning out all the dirt, all the debris. When you fast for a certain amount of hours, it depends, it differs from person to person, but somewhere around 18 hours of fasting, you are going to tap into what is called autophagy, where your body starts spring cleaning your old cells. This is a process that God placed inside of us. Like, didn't nobody do this but God. This is the power of God that's in us. This is why it's a requirement for us to fast, baby. When you fast, you're going to unlock the power of God that's on the inside of you. Anything, any old cells in your body, any dead cells in your body, any bad cells, anything that is toxic in your body is going to automatically cleanse itself. It's going to start cleansing itself. And this is the power that God placed on the inside of us, baby. So many benefits. That's just one of them. But so many benefits that you're going to unlock when you fast. And that's, like I said, why Jesus told us when you fast, because also you're gonna be able to have mental clarity. So a lot of that brain fog and a lot of memories that you may have suppressed, or a lot of ideas you've been trying to come up with, you know, mental blocks, all that type of stuff. When you fast, what you're gonna also find is this is how fasting gives you such a powerful spiritual benefit, because it brings that mental clarity and your brain produces new brain cells. This is where the spiritual comes in at, because now, because you have cleared out all of that brain fog through fasting, you are able to clear up the channel between you and God. So you can hear God speak to you. You can hear, like, I get all kind of downloads. I get all kind of revelation. I get all kind of new messages for videos, new messages for books, new messages for journals, new messages for masterclasses, you name it. And that all comes to me by fasting. So you're going to unlock the power of God by fasting. And I'm going to do more videos about that too, baby. Each one of these points that I'm breaking down to y'all, I'm going to do more videos about it. If you have any questions about anything that I'm talking about in the video, drop your questions below, because I'll be going through the comments and I'll be making more videos, you know, just according to y'all's questions. Because like I said, I can't go super in depth with every single thing, because we'll be on this video 3 hours. So whatever questions you have, put them below. And I'm going to make another video where I go more in depth and answer your questions. So that was number 4. I stopped eating around the clock. I started intermittent fasting. So number 5, I stopped mindlessly eating. I stopped mindlessly eating, meaning I stopped just putting food in my mouth and not paying attention to what I was eating. Before I got serious about my health and wellness journey, I would just eat. Like I said, I would eat around the clock and I wouldn't even pay attention to what I was eating. I didn't read the labels. I didn't know what was in it. I didn't care what was in it. I just ate it because it was good. I stopped doing that. I stopped mindlessly eating. And what I started doing was I started reading the labels. So when you start eating that food, And what I want you to start doing, whatever food you eat, whatever snacks you eat, I want you to start turning that snack over, turn that food over, turn that can around, and I want you to read where it says nutrition facts. Okay? There's a reason why they put nutrition facts on everything that you eat, on everything that you consume, because they have to tell you what's in that food. They have to let you know the facts. Now, it's your job to read the facts. Okay, and if you don't know what they mean, then you have to go and research it, because this is stuff that you are putting into your body. This is human consumption. You are consuming these foods and these drinks, and you can't just be mindlessly eating. What we said, gotta pay attention, and you gotta use intention. So I stopped mindlessly eating. I started paying attention to the foods that I was eating. I started looking at how many calories and how much sugar and how many carbs were in those donuts, were in those Little Debbie snacks, in those M&Ms. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Then I'm looking at how long it take me to work that off. I'm like, it ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it. You mean tell me I got to spend about 3 hours on the treadmill? I got to do all this lifting, all this strength training, all this stuff just to burn that little bit? It ain't even worth it. So in the beginning, you might not even be able to cut nothing out. You might still eat the same stuff you normally eat. But what I want you to start doing is I want you to start reading the labels. I want you to look at how many carbs are in that food that you eat. Look at how much sugar is in that. Look at how many calories is in that. Look at how much protein is in that. I want you to start reading the labels on the foods that you eat. Read the nutrition facts. And do not put food in your mouth without reading those facts. Look at the nutrition facts. Read the labels on the food. And then start researching what it means. Okay? Start researching, because the average American diet, like how we eat, we consume a lot of sugar. And we consume a lot of carbs. And so when you get serious about watching that and reading that and paying attention to that, and then I want you to download this app called MyFitnessPal. Many of you probably have already heard of this app. Download this app called MyFitnessPal, and it's going to set you up for success with your weight loss journey, because you're going to be able to put your goals in there. It's going to tell you what your calorie limit is every day. Because with weight loss, that's the whole thing with weight loss. If you're eating more calories than you're burning, then you're not going to lose no weight. You're going to gain weight. So you have to create a deficit. It has to be, you have to burn more calories than you're actually taking in. But that's another video. If you have a question about that, put it in the comments and I'll do a video about that too. Because I'm telling y'all, this thing, when you start prioritizing this, you're going to see how much better you're going to feel. You're going to see how much more on fire you're going to be for the kingdom of God. That's just like right now. I'm supposed to be in bed. I'm supposed to be in, I took a shower, got into bed. But because of me prioritizing my health and wellness journey, I have more energy now. I have more mental clarity now. Like I can break down my thoughts better. I can get more revelation from God. My mood has changed. I'm happier now. I'm healthier now. Like I feel amazing. Even when I'm tired, I still feel amazing. I still feel good. Like I feel the virtue of God in my body. Things have shifted. Things have changed. And that's going to be the same result for you when you start cutting out these things and you start being conscious of the things that I'm talking to y'all about in this video. Okay. So that was number 5. And then this is the bonus. I'm going to give y'all a bonus. So I just gave you 5 things I stopped doing to lose over 40 pounds. Let me give you the bonus. And I'm looking at my notes because I wrote notes for y'all. That's just how serious I am about this. So the bonus, the thing that I stopped doing was I stopped laying around and I stopped sitting down so much. I used to be very sedentary. My lifestyle used to be very sedentary. I used to sit with my laptop all the time with me a snack, sit at my desktop all the time with me a snack. Everywhere I'm at, I'm sitting down and I got a snack. Well, I put them snacks down. I stopped snacking so much and I stopped laying around so much. I stopped sitting down so much. And what I did was I started moving. Somebody put this in the comments, say, you gotta move. You gotta move. Remember, I just told you, in order to create a deficit, you have to move. You have to burn more calories than you're consuming. So you got to start moving. So start setting the intention to walk a certain amount of steps every day. I have worked my way up to doing 10,000 steps every day. I rest one day a week, but them other 6 days, I'm walking. I'm walking throughout the whole day, 10,000 steps. That is a goal for me every single day. And so maybe for you it's 2,000. Maybe for you it's 3. Maybe for you it's 5,000. Maybe it's 1,000. Anything that's a step up from where you are right now, I want you to set a goal, set an intention to start moving your body more. If your lifestyle is sedentary, if you have a job where you sit down a lot, or you have a job where you're at your computer a lot, you're at your laptop, get up, stand up while you're on your laptop, stand up while you're on your desktop. Get a standing desk or move your laptop over to your bar. If you have a bar in the kitchen or you have like a high table or something like that, move it up so you can stand up. Start walking around in your house. I get a lot of my steps in just walking around in the house, going back and forth from the kitchen to the living room, the kitchen to the living room. Especially if you have stairs in your house, go up and down them stairs a couple times. You know, get up from that desk and start taking your calls more while you're walking. Go outside. If you have a Zoom call or you got a phone call with somebody and you can go to the park or you can go in your neighborhood, go outside, walk, take that call while you're up walking. Start changing up your days to where you're not so sedentary and you're getting up moving, because I learned that with exercise. Exercise is moving. It's just simply you moving your body. You don't have to, put on gym clothes and go to the gym in order to get a workout in and move your body. Many times that is what I'm doing. I'm putting on workout clothes and I'm going to the gym. That's a part of my lifestyle too. But a lot of times I don't get to the gym. But does that mean I don't move? No, I'm still going to move my body that day. If that just means me getting up, walking throughout my house, standing up at my standing desk, going up and down my stairs a couple times. I have a mini stepper. Getting on my mini stepper. That's my battery. I get on my mini stepper. So I link that below in my Amazon storefront for y'all. I get on that mini stepper and it's like having a little baby Stairmaster in your house, baby. You're going to burn so many calories. You're going to sweat. You're going to get your heart rate up. If you can get a treadmill, invest in like the little treadmills, the little walking pads that they have on TikTok shop and Amazon. It's ways that you can get moving, but you won't see that if you don't prioritize that. So if you're a sedentary person, you sit down a lot, make it your business. If God has blessed you with legs and he has blessed you with the activity of your legs, understand, do a mindset shift and stop telling yourself, I heard somebody say this, stop telling yourself, oh, I gotta walk, I gotta work out, I don't feel like doing it. Instead of saying that, say, you know what? I get to work out. I get to walk today. When I get up every day, I get up with running in my feet. Not literally, but like my energy says, I get to walk today. My energy says, I get to be a mom today. My energy says, I get to homeschool my children today. My energy says, I get to serve in my purpose today. I get to be a blessing to somebody today. I get to walk today. I get to drink my water today. So it's mental. Put it in the comments, baby. Say weight loss is mental. It's all mental. It's all mental. And that's all the tips I have for y'all. But I'm going to close with this. Set your goals for you, not for nobody else, right? So you set your goals for you. You know what's going to make you happy. You know what's going to make you feel healthy and make you feel like your best self. We're not trying to be super skinny. We're not trying to look like nobody else. We're trying to be the healthiest version of ourselves. Okay, we're trying to be a step up from who we used to be. We're trying to grow. We're trying to evolve. We're trying to become the person that God has created us to be. You walk in the tunnel of transformation. And like I said, each and every one of you, your journey is not going to look like somebody else's. It's not going to look like mine. And mine is not going to look like yours. And so another thing too, I have to stress this and say this. We have to respect other people's journey and what they're doing for their self. Even if it's not your personal even if it's not your personal opinion or it's not your personal look, you don't prefer that look, or you don't like, let's normalize respecting other people's preferences of how they want their body to look or what their goal weight is or what, you know, y'all get what I'm saying? Like, we have to normalize not trying to make people feel bad or feel less than because they don't share the same goal that we have, or they don't share the same preferred look that we have. Like, everybody has their own look on how they want to look, that they feel that this is me at my best self. And so as a kingdom family, let's respect other people's preferred look or whatever their preference is. And because you know what you need to see when you look in that mirror, that's going to make you feel beautiful, that's going to make you feel handsome, that's going to make you feel, you know, like you're healthy, like you know what, I'm here. I'm at the weight that I would like to be, or I'm looking the way I would like to look. And what I'm saying is that's different for every single person. That's different for every single person. So we don't make a person feel bad because they're 300 pounds, because you don't know where that person has come from. You don't know that person you don't even know what 2 years ago looked like for them. They may be coming from being 500 pounds. They may be coming from being 450 pounds and they have lost a significant amount of weight, but because it's not your preferred look, come on now. So y'all get what I'm saying? You don't know a person's journey. You don't know where they came from, and you don't know what their behind the scenes look like. And a lot of times you can see people and you can think, oh, well, you good. You don't need to lose no more weight. Or, you know, let's be conscious of that too, and not say that to people, because you're not in that person's body. You don't know what the behind the scenes looks like for that person. And so let's just respect other people's journey and what they're personally doing for themselves. And if it's an opinion that you have, take it to God and pray about it. And if they look like they unhealthy, or they look like they need to gain some weight or whatever, like, people don't need you to tell them that. People need you to pray for them and give it to God, baby. Okay, so I just wanted to share that. But I love y'all so much, and I pray that these tips helped you out. I pray that it blesses you. Again, put your questions in the comments. I welcome questions. Put your questions in the comments, and I'll make some videos answering y'all's questions. Any questions you had, if you want me to go more in depth about any of the tips that I shared with y'all, put it in the comments. Any questions about any of the terms, if I mention a term, I know I dropped a couple terms on y'all, like high carb, low carb, keto, intermittent fasting, those type of things. If it's anything that you're not familiar with, but you want more information about it, because you might want to look into it for yourself or for somebody that you know, put it in the comments, and I'll go through as many of them as I possibly can and make videos about it and give y'all more information. But I love y'all. I love you so much. Don't forget, if you can join us in Tallahassee, Florida on June the 7th for the Divine One Seminar, make sure you click the link below. You know what to do, baby. Hit that link and go ahead and get your ticket, because they're going fast. Oh, excuse me. So if y'all could be there, make sure you click the link and go ahead and get your seat and sign up. And don't forget also, if you're looking for a life coach, say less. I got you. Okay. Click the link below. You're going to also see another link where you can join our group coaching community. Y'all, it's only $47 a month, a very small investment. We have weekly coaching. You're able to meet with me and the other coaches live on Zoom every single Tuesday, get your questions answered, connect with a family of other chosen ones, other divine ones that's just like you, that's walking towards transformation. Is gonna, when you get in this group, it's gonna cultivate you, it's gonna develop you spiritually. It's a place where you can learn more about your spiritual gifts and grow and develop in the kingdom of God. So if it's something that you're interested in, I want you to sow that seed. It's a seed that you're sowing. Count it as a seed, okay? Count it as a tithe, because it is a seed that you are sowing into the kingdom and into your divine destiny, baby. So it's a place where you can come in and you can grow and you can evolve. So come on in. We're going to be waiting for you on the other side to welcome you with open arms. I'm so excited to see y'all. Come on in. And if you're going to come to Tallahassee, Florida, I'm excited to meet you live and in person for the Divine One Seminar. Okay. So I love y'all. I love you so much. And I'll check in with y'all next time.